Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
How's everything going? It's been a little while since we spoke. I think the last time we spoke, these sacred vows was just after coming out, wasn't it?
That's exactly right. And now I am building a new tour show, which I'm bringing to Ireland, to Vicar Street, which I'm nervous about. And I'm coming back for Ivy Gardens.
So, amazing. Yeah, don't be nervous about your Vicar Street show. Every show you've done here has been absolutely brilliant.
That's so kind. Thank you. I think, do you know what? I've actually had such lovely tour shows in Dublin in a way I'm like, must keep the streak going. But also, it's a big ass room. Let's be honest. That's
it
a
is.
Big room.
Yeah, but also, like, you know, these rooms, I think, come to you when the time is right, when the kind of the things have happened that have aligned, and all of a sudden it's like, yes, Catherine Bohart and Vicar Street makes perfect sense.
Thank you for saying that. I'm like, oh my God, who let this happen? Was it a clerical error? I'm thrilled though, but I am like, oh goodness, I need people to come.
Didn't you tell me last time that your dad named this show Borrowing Trouble?
That's exactly right. Good memory. Wow. Yeah. It's a phrase of his. He's always telling me that not to be borrowing trouble.
Yes.
Not to be worrying about things that haven't yet happened that may never happen. And certainly we don't know will happen. And in so doing, borrowing trouble from a time that may not come to ruin my present.
Such
it's great wisdom.
I was going to say, such an insightful man. Like, that is really helpful life advice. There's a lot of wellness gurus who would charge an awful lot of money and spend weeks sending you terrible Zoom videos to just basically get that message across.
Agreed. I didn't have to read one pamphlet or see a PowerPoint. You just said it. It was great.
So then what's the shape of the show like then? Is it about, you know, the neuroses of Catherine Bohart and all the bits and pieces she shouldn't be doing?
It's not about that.
Right.
It's certainly about how much time I spend worrying about things that may not occur. It's also about trying to shake off Catholicism, I suppose, when you think you already have, and realizing, oh, that really gets in your bones, huh? And it's also, yeah, by the way, very rich from my dad to say not to borrow trouble when he fully believes in an afterlife. It's like, my God, that's the same thing.
It's literally, the perfect manifestation of borrowing trouble is believing in an afterlife.
But we're trying not to see the double standard there.
Yes, we are all not without our double standards, let's be honest. It's not just your dad.
It's been an interesting introspection on where I'm at right now. I sort of have perfect conditions at the moment, where I've just moved into my first place that I've ever owned with my girlfriend.
Amazing.
It's amazing, but it's very interesting when you're a neurotic person who lives in a sort of like future hypothetical. I think Catholics are really good at deferred joy. It's like, when I am this, I will be happy.
Right.
And so I've always been like, when I own my own home, I will be happy. When it's just the two of us, it will be perfect. And now we're here and I remain mad. And it's been quite an interesting insight. I've been like, oh, it was me the whole time.
I see.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's that.
Those ideals definitely come crashing down when the reality of life just kicks in time and time again. I know.
Yeah, wherever you go there, you are indeed. I am. And so I'm thinking about that and thinking about what it looks like to have and make a queer family. This all sounds very serious. It's mainly jokes.
That's the main thing about comedians. They do tend to mainly tell jokes, even though there may be other underpinnings going on around the place.
Yeah.
Have you always used stand-up as a bit of therapy, or does it feel like this is a new addition?
Oh, no. I would say my stand-up has always been too honest. And it's a question I get a lot, actually. People will say in interviews, will be like, well, you really put it all out there, don't you? You tell us everything you're feeling and thinking. And I always think to myself, I've got to stop doing this.
No.
And then I try to change the brand and do political comedy. And I think, how boring is this? So back I go to my own and every thought I have. But that's all right. I feel like it brings people closer to me in a nice way. People, I think, feel like they feel a bit understood or a little bit represented.
Definitely.
When I talk about my madness.
Yes.
But It is exposing. And that is just sort of the trade.
And you mentioned the Paddy Power Comedy Festival in the Ivy Gardens, which runs from July 23rd to July 26th. Will the same show, will the Borrowing Trouble show be both in Ivy Gardens and Vicar Street, or will it be a kind of a cut down, different, slightly different thing that happens in the Ivy Gardens versus the Vicar Street date?
No, you won't see any of the same material.
Oh, wow.
I promise to do different. Yeah, I promise. I don't think that's fair. I want people to come to both. I want people to enjoy both.
Brilliant.
I will kindly do different bits at both.
Excellent. I look forward to it. Yeah, the lineup, as always, with the Paddy Power Comedy Festival is amazing. There's going to be so many brilliant acts at that. It's class. So good.
The lineup's amazing.
It is amazing. You're right. Listen, you mentioned getting your own place and moving in with your girlfriend and all these things. Like, how are you coping with, you know, I don't know, these trappings of adulthood? Like, are you okay with everything getting more serious and real?
Oh, yeah. I think I came out of the womb pretty serious. Mm. Like, I came out pretty 55, I'd say. And I'm simply working my way towards that reality. It'll be nicer when it makes more sense, if anything.
Sure.
But yes, no, it's very nice. And it's also, it's something Irish and ingrained, isn't it, to want to own where you live? Like, you try to escape it. You try to be a bit more laissez-faire or a bit more go with the flow. But ultimately, there is something in us, I think, that is like, must own the
Absolutely.
Ground I live on.
Yeah, we cannot possibly. And then, like, you know, no matter where we are in the world, it's not even just a thing where it has to be in Ireland. You see people in Australia going, I'm renting, but I really just want to buy. You're like, it's okay. It's fine. Yeah. You don't have to.
I think it's almost worse here. In a way, I'm like, if I was renting on Irish land, that'd be one thing. But to be renting on the English land is a nightmare.
Bang the landlord.
I have to own my own.
Well, maybe enough Vicar Street gigs under your belt, you'll be able to buy one here as well. And we'd love to have you.
Oh, behave. Don't say things like that on the radio or my mother will be on to me going, oh, is this a, no. I hear you're buying a place in Dublin. No, I'm not.
That man, David, said a great thing there now. He did.
So yeah, she's, yeah, exactly.
Bring the future grandkids closer. Who knows?
Well,
we look forward to two installments of Catherine Bohart. You'll get her at the Paddy Power Comedy Festival in the Ivy Gardens and Vicar Street then on the 6th of November. Get your tickets. Do not miss it. It's going to be brilliant. Catherine, as always, a pleasure to catch up with you. Thank you so much.
A pleasure to talk to you. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. See you later. Bye.
Bye, Dave.
Dave Moore on Today FM.